USA Radio News.
A 17-year-old carrying a shotgun and a revolver opened fire at a Houston area high school today, killing 10 people, most of them students. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said this is something no parent should have to go through.
We come together today as we deal with one of the most heinous attacks that we've ever seen in the history of Texas schools. It's impossible to describe the magnitude of the evil of someone who would attack innocent children in a school, a place of learning where parents should be able to send their children without fear for their child's safety.
We also heard from President Trump earlier today regarding the shooting.
My administration is determined to do everything in our power to protect our students, secure our schools, and to keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others.
This is USA Radio News.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Continuing our top story, at least one gunman opened fire at a Santa Fe, Texas high school, killing at least 8 people. Now, what we're hearing is the gunman may have pulled the fire alarm in an effort to get more students in the hallways. Vince Hill is a former Nashville police officer. He explains how we may want to start handling fire alarms at schools moving forward.
I think as school administrators, we need to start rethinking how we do fire alarm drills. Maybe have the SRO sweep the hallway first.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nelson addressed the controversy surrounding President Donald Trump's remarks on members of MS-13 gangs as ridiculous on Friday. She also suggested the president could have used harsher language and has some words for the Democrats who are out there criticizing President Trump.
I think those lawmakers owe the president an apology. They are misdirecting facts in a very dangerous way. The president is trying to protect Americans. He's making clear that he will not stand for this violence in our communities.
This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
The United States reportedly canceled B-52 bomber exercises with South Korea amid threats from North Korea. This news comes amid threats that the North Koreans would pull out of the summit that is supposed to be taking place next month between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Congressman Ron DeSantis of Florida, he's a Republican. He says exactly what's at stake here.
Denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula would be a major accomplishment that would do so much to enhance the security of not only that region but the world. Remember, Maria, North Korea was the one that was helping Syria build the reactor that the Israelis took out in 2006. North Koreans have been in Iran, and so getting rid of their nuclear program 100% would be a big deal, and if that can be done and verified up front to then provide some economic concessions, I think would be a fair trade. And I have confidence, you know, the president knows he doesn't want a bad deal. Reagan at Reykjavik in 86, he walked out on Gorbachev because it just wasn't there. And I think Donald Trump's of the same mind. He has a chance to secure history here, but he's not desperate for a deal. And if the North Koreans are going to play their same old games and not understand that this president's different and this time is different, then Donald Trump will tell them to go fly a kite.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.